You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders is here to reminisce about a summer job of a bygone era. College students today need not apply.
NPR recently ran a piece about Hollywood is converting to all digital and will no longer distribute new movies in 35mm film form. That means the end of the line for most old-time movie projectionists. Like slide rule manufacturers, typewriter salesmen, and switchboard operators, the movie projectionist is going the way of the dodo bird and 8-track players. I spent a summer in downtown Nacogdoches as the last projectionist at the main theater in the mid-1970s. By then, the theater was playing first-run movies on their second trip through town, along with what were called blaxploitation films. I guess they were called that because they were targeted toward a black audience and featured black actors. Other than that, they didn't strike me as exploitative. They were just shoot-em-ups that featured black actors and actresses. They had the same lousy plot lines and crummy camera work as their white counterparts. I can probably lay claim to having watched Dolomite more times than anybody not involved in actually making the movie, except fellow projectionists. It was a grand summer job running two World War II vintage projectors. I received a quick lesson and was hurtled into the job, learning how to splice film, and most importantly, not to panic when things went awry. One time, the celluloid caught fire on a matinee afternoon during a screening of Foxy Brown, starring the voluptuous Pam Grier. There was a full crowd downstairs, a rare event. The audience grew restive, indeed obscene, as I frantically spliced the film back together. Luckily, the projection room had a lock on it. A few men rattled the knob while muttering threats. I finally managed to get the movie on track and everyone settled in their seats. Most days and nights were far more peaceful. In fact, I read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago that summer up in the booth while showing Chinatown, starring Jack Nicholson and Faye Dunaway. I saw that movie more than 24 times. The main theater sported two massive carbon arc projectors that probably were manufactured in the 1940s. My main job was loading reels on the projectors and switching from one projector to another as the reels ran out about every 20 minutes. I also had to make sure the carbon rods stayed lit and were long enough to last the length of each reel. As the reel came to the end, a cue mark would appear in the top right hand of the corner of the screen. That was my signal to begin the second projector. When a second cue mark appeared, I would switch it over to the other projector. If you watch old movies, you'll still see those cue marks on occasion. Then I would load a fresh reel on the dormant projector, check the rods again, and go back to reading about the Russians. Being a movie projectionist was my favorite college job until I landed at the newspaper, which became my career for more than 30 years. It certainly beat sweeping up severed chicken feet at the poultry processing plant, delivering pizzas, searing steaks, manning a convenience store counter, working as a janitor, or patrolling the streets of Nacogdoches as a dog catcher. Those are all other jobs I held while working my way through SFA. The old main theater is now being restored by a brave preservationist who bought the building and is converting much of it to apartments. Then he plans to restore the theater to its former glory. I hope he plans on using the old projectors, which can still be used to show old movies, just not first-run features. Maybe I can get a weekend job.
Commentator Gary Borders is an East Texas writer and a seasoned movie projectionist. He could fill in a pinch. Write to him about your summer jobs at borders@redriverradio.org. His website is garyborders.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.